माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी राध गोपी जना बल्लभ गिरी वरधारी गोपी जना बल्लभ गिरी वरधारी यशोदा नंदन गज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन गज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन गज जन रंजन जनरंजन यमुना तेरा बनचारी यमुना तेरा बनचारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय जय गुरुदेव जय गुरुदेव जय गुरुदेव जय गुरुदेव ज गचार्योस्तुतरशतसी सिंहशिल भैचनरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिलप्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन बीवीटी फाउंडर आचार्य इस डिवाइन वे शिलप्रभुपाद की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैत अनंत गुरु वैष्णव बिंद की जय। नमाचार्य शिल वेदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर सुभाष अधिकोर भक्त बिंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्यामकुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। श्री श्री वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय। द्वारकापुरी धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। अलाचुआ नीरमणिति धाम की जय। गंगा माई जमुना माई की जय। भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय। श्रीमद भागवतम क्लास की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद गुरु पूजा की जय। श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर कृष्ण बलराम गौर निताय दर्शनार्थी की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि गौर। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। 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 ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। So we are reading, we are serving Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 5, text 21. Yes, text 21. तमात्मना आत्मनाम अभेहि अमो गद्रे परस्य पुंस परमात्मन कलम अजम प्रजातम जगत शिवायतम महा महानुभाव अभ्युदय अधिगन्नतम। तम आत्मनात्मनाम अभेहि अमो गद्री परस्य पुंस परा परमात्ममन कलम अजम प्रजातम जगत शिवायतन महावनुभाव अभ्युदय अधिगन्नतम। तम आत्मनात् आत्मनम् अभेहि अमोघद्रीक् parasapunsa para paramatmana kalam ajam prajatam jagata sivayantan maha anubhava abhudaya adiganatam. Tam, yourself, atmana, by your own self, atmanam, the super soul, abehi, search out, omogodrik, one who has perfect vision, parasya, of the transcendence, pungsa, the personality of Godhead, paratmanaha, of the Supreme Lord, kalam, plenary part, ajam, birthless, prajatam, have taken birth, jagata, of the world, sivaya, for the well-being, tat, that, maha anubhava, personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, abhudaya, pastimes, adiganyatam, described most vividly. The translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Your goodness has perfect vision. You yourself can know the super soul personality of Godhead because you are present as the plenary portion of the Lord. I hope the audience is aware who is speaking to who. This is the discussion between Guru Narad Muni, who is instructing to his disciple Vyasdev. After Vyasdev went through some depression, unfulfilled his mission. We also face in life like this, and how it became the most, not only cure, most joyful experience that Vyasdev had, because he followed his guru's instruction. So when we are depressed or worried, we should take shelter of our Prabhupada, and we will come to this point also. So Prabhupada here, further translation, although you are birthless, you have appeared on this earth for the well-being of all people. Please, therefore, describe the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, more vividly. And the purport I'll break down while we are discussing. Let's join together to invoke the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Guru Parampara and Srila Vyasdev, Srila Narad Muni, Sukhdev Goswami, Suta Goswami, and Shaunaka Rishi, Parikshit Maharaj, and all the senior, sincere devotees assembled all over the world, online, and present here, visible, invisible. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanasalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamahayam Dadatisya Padantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Nitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschatta Deshotarine Vancha Kalpataru Vesha Kripasindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanibhu Vaishnavibhu Namo Namam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I like to express my gratitude to Srila Prabhupada. But I found that all these senior, sincere devotee, follower of Srila Prabhupada, they have such a wonderful, beautiful characteristics, qualities that I wish I would have also. So I send like 200 texts through Facebook, through WhatsApp, through the text message to different senior, sincere devotees, follower of Prabhupada, that what if they could give me few reasons or few writings, how they are feeling such a grateful attitude they maintain while they are performing devotional service. So I got very good response from many senior devotees like even Giriraj Maharaj and others. And I won't mention the names because there's so many names, but I'm going to read every time we speak online or here. So this is I got yesterday from one senior, very senior follower of Srila Prabhupada. And Mataji says, from the invocation of my book, if I had not taken shelter at Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet, I would not know how to live, what to do, or what to say. Many devotees probably didn't think that way, but we can adapt, we can pray for the devotee to also give us that feeling, so we can also feel that we would not know how to live, what to do, and what to say. Thank you. So we'll start today's Srimad Bhagavatam. In the purport, Prabhupada begins with 21. Okay. So first begins with, I broke down the purport so I can understand better what Srila Prabhupada is giving us such an extra. First point, first sentence of the purport, that who is Vyasdev? So Prabhupada wrote, Srila Vyasdev is empowered plenary portion, incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Of course, you might be hearing or thinking that since he is the incarnation of God, he knows everything. How is that he was feeling depressed? And how is that he did not glorify Krishna to the fullest extent? And he wrote Mahabharata and other books. But what is the difference was that in Mahabharata, Krishna was not the main focus. So Bhagavatam, Krishna is the center, Krishna is the main focus. And it roots out our conditioning of this material world. So Bhagavatam is the cream, crash juice of all literature. Sarva Vedanta Saramhi. So Srila Prabhupada, just one sentence, made it very effective, that the position of Vyasdev. The next line, he descended by his causeless mercy to deliver the fallen soul in the material world. Now, another lecture I was listening also this week, Srila Prabhupada said, Vyasdev is a position, like demigods they are also position. Like Chandra, Surya, these are position. Then Vibhorsan takes the place of Surya, Soma takes the place of Chandra, so like that, different. So similarly, Vyasdev also a position, where that position is like a American president. That position is empowered already. Whoever takes the position, he gets empowered immediately as soon as he takes over that position. Similarly, Vyasdev is a position, and also there is a qualified living entity who are Mahabhagavat, who knows everything about Krishna. Well, nobody knows everything about Krishna, even Krishna doesn't know, Prabhupada says. Because this is the omnipotency, omniscient, that is unlimited. So Krishna is always exploring himself, in diving in that ocean of himself. He is for himself, by himself, of himself. So here Prabhupada writes, he descended by his causeless mercy to deliver the fallen souls in the material world. So we know why Vyasdev appeared. But it has to be this way, this episode has to take place, that by Krishna's willing, Jogamaya covered him so that he does not give everything at the beginning. After he get disciplined, correction by his guru Narada, and stimulate with this pure Krishna as the center of everyone and everything until the time comes. That's why this episode took place in this way. It's beautiful, wonderful. The best part of this, we are participating and we receive this Bhagavatam by the mercy of Prabhupada. So the third sentence, Srila Prabhupada writes, the fallen and forgotten souls are detached from the transcendental loving service of the Lord. The living entities are parts and parcel of the Lord, and they are eternally servitor of the Lord. So then question we can raise, what is answered here? Who are the fallen souls? If you go to, beside the devotees, if you go to the Kormi's world right now in Alacho or Gainesville, say, are you fallen? They'll say, no, we are fine. They don't even know what fallen means. So there has to be some understanding that we have a three existence in the material condition. We have a constitutional position, which is our eternal position as a servant of Krishna, jivere swarupa hai Krishna nitya das, Krishna tatastha shakti vedha ved prakash. That verse has a very, second line has a very unique features, that tasmin sandam tritiya sapna sthanam tishtanyate upasthane paschanti dancha paraloka sthanancha. You are coming from the marginal level where you can see the material and spiritual. Like when you join Krishna consciousness, you hear Krishna is the Supreme Lord. You do not have existence without God. Nobody, nothing can exist. Krishna ek sarvasvai, Krishna sarvadham, Krishna sarire sarva vishyara vishram. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted this verse that everything, the existential, only when the potency, existential potency, is Krishna himself. There is nothing called exist or even imagination. Everything, it is within Krishna, but inconceivable way. So, at our constitutional position, we are eternal servant. The way we are formed eternally, we are eternal, but still we have to explain like that. The way we are structured, we have an eternal nature called love, pure love. And we have eternal function called service. In relation to Krishna, devotional service. And we have an eternal position as a servant. So these three things, service, servant, and serve. Who you serve, what is your identity, and what is the relationship, service. These three things. Prabhupada mentioned sometimes, loved, beloved, and loving nature of service. Serve, servant, service. Same thing. And when you ask the people, so did you eat yesterday? They will say yes. Did you offer it to Krishna? And the Karmi will say no. That means they are fallen. They eat without offering to God. Krishna says, I am the object of your love. When you woke up, did you bow down? Did you pay obeisances? No. That means you are fallen. So this is the sentence Prabhupada writes, so sweet. But we have to understand the Prabhupada coming from spiritual level, and we have to catch that connection with spiritual level. Then we can connect with where I am materially. The next sentence Prabhupada writes, all the Vedic literature therefore are put into systematic order for the benefit of the fallen soul. So Prabhupada answer in a simple sentence, is God very compassionate? Yes. The moment living entity appeared in this material world, Veda also manifested. Why Veda manifested? Because Krishna is so kind, as Prabhupada said, for the benefit of the fallen soul, that he knew that they will never be happy without me, but they are misusing their free will. Let them explore, and they will eventually realize that they want to come back home, where their all ultimate happiness is there. So he indirectly trying to guide each soul, and he manifested in the form of Veda. And the essence of Veda is this Bhagavatam. Next sentence Prabhupada writes, it is the duty of the fallen souls to take advantage of such literature and be freed from the bondage of material existence. So then question, okay, we identify we are fallen soul. What are we supposed to do? We are supposed to serve the Lord and His devotees. And if we see that people are suffering nowadays because they do not know that they should serve, we should feel guilty. Because it's our mission to fulfill the mission of Srila Prabhupada, that he wants everybody to get this information through his books, through his devotees association, through his establishing the Harinam Jagga. And if somebody is dying, leaving this world of human body and not knowing Krishna, we should feel guilty. Because this is our responsible. We are born as a human at this moment in this world. Why? To help Prabhupada. Some people know, some people don't know. That is the only difference. And those who know, hopefully they are all the time thinking of helping other souls to come. The next sentence Prabhupada writes, although formerly Sri Narada Rishi in his spiritual master, Srila Vyasadeva is not all dependent on a spiritual master because in essence he is spiritual master of everyone else. This is very nice. Vyasa has guru, yet his incarnation means guru of everyone. So he's both. Narada Muni is his guru and he is also guru, because his incarnation, and he is going to give that beauty and elaborate explanation through his writings, through what he is going to see in samadhi. Bhakti yogena manasi sammak pranihita amale apashyat purusha krishna maya tat apashraya. He will see the cause of the bondage of the souls and how long the disease can last, and when they will be cured, and how they will be cured. He will see the whole panorama. How they got bondage, the conditioning virus, how it affected them. You know, we are thinking of pandemic. But if you really think very deeply, that we may not have the courage to pray like Mother Kunti Devi or Draupadi or Uttara or Parikshit Maharaj or even Sonokarishi, we may not be that qualified. But we can do well if we remember that being in this world is being in a lockdown. I really thought about it a lot, and it's very depressing. But then we get illuminated and enlivened by seeing Prabhupada's mercy and Krishna's mercy. So just that being in this world is being in a lockdown, and being encaged in this material body is another lockdown. So you have a three lockdown. The lockdown due to the corona pandemic is a lockdown within a lockdown. Within a lockdown. Thus let this blessing of Srila Prabhupada, our Guru Parampara, Haridas Thakur, always upon us, and thus let us chant the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And beg for the mercy of Srila Prabhupada's followers, sincere devotees, in a desperate mood for. Only the mercy of the Lord and His devotees can free us from all our lockdowns, once in for all. So we'll continue Srila Prabhupada's purport. We stopped up to this. Okay. Then Srila Prabhupada writes, because he is doing the work of an acharya, he has taught us by his own conduct that one must have a spiritual master, even though he be God himself. So here we can see that Vyasadev is an acharya, and he's doing two things. Prabhupada's one sentence giving a clue what we should do also. What Vyasadev did, and to get their mercy, what we can do. He did achar and prachar. Acharya means they have to do both. Sincere devotee means they are doing both. They are practicing, they are being example, they are teaching by their own example every day, they are doing good sadhana, getting up early morning, at least these five things that Prabhupada mentioned in his lecture. Getting up in the morning, after taking bath, offering, paying obeisances to Guru and Krishna, then chanting minimum 32 rounds, or maybe 16 rounds or more, 40 rounds, 64 rounds. This is a time you don't have to go anywhere. Wonderful, chant 100 rounds. Krishna, you can be so close. And then cook something to offer the Lord very nicely, honor the prasadam. Must read Srila Prabhupada's books. He didn't say, but he said, read books every day. And if you do these five things, Srila Prabhupada said, you will be free from Maya. You can remain, and we can really do rigidly. And then we see the next sentence Prabhupada writes, Lord Sri Krishna, Lord Sri Ram, and Lord Sri Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu, all incarnations of Godhead, accepted formal spiritual master, although by their transcendental nature, they were cognizant of all knowledge. In order to direct people in general to the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, he himself in the incarnation of Vyasadeva is delineating the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. Wonderful. It's interesting. I was thinking that all the incarnation of the Lord, Srila Prabhupada at least mentioned three names here, Sri Krishna, Ram, Sri Chaitanya, two names. Not all incarnation accepted Guru and had a Guru.
Srila Prabhupada giving a hidden secret here. What is that hidden secret? Before Nrisimhadev, I was thinking deeply about this, that before Nrisimhadev, if you look at the incarnation, Matsya incarnation, Kurma incarnation, Varaha incarnation, they never had a guru, neither they had any parents, nor they had a much relationship pastimes. All the relationship really spring from the Nrisimhadev when Prahlad Maharaj, devotee causes the Lord to relish more. Even the Lord is self-satisfied. Noeva Atmana Prabhu Nijalabha Purna. Noeva Atmana Prabhu. The Lord is completely satisfied. But when he comes, but he also has a feeling. His feeling for the devotee stands above all other quality. When he comes in contact with the devotees, in a Kurma incarnation, there were some devotees, they were scratching his back with the mandar heel. So he kind of took a, nap. He was feeling back scratch. Okay, some devotees, but as soon as that is over, the demons and demigods, they were not really so much interested of serving him again and again. So, little bit was there. Varahadev, yes, there was some pastimes of Leela was there. But no intimate devotee was there. There was a devotion in anger. Mother Earth expressed her love, yes, little bit there. In Matsya incarnation, yes, some are there. But most nourishing happiness the Lord enjoyed and the devotee enjoyed began with Nrisimhadev. And after Nrisimhadev, all the incarnation has a parent and guru. And they flourished with their pastime so much so that it attracted tremendous amount of conditioned soul to come back home. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhulila 25.102, we see that the purpose of this Bhagavatam, if we can remember always in front of our eyes, when we are thinking of Bhagavatam, reciting or hearing Bhagavatam. What is the purpose of Bhagavatam? The sloka says, Bhagavatir sambandha abhideya prayujan chato slokite prakato tarokariya chhe lakshan. The essence of Srimad Bhagavatam, our relationship with the Supreme Lord, our activities in that connection and goal of life is manifest in the four verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, known as Chatusloki. Everything is explained in those four verses. If we are reciting the four verses, but we are not catching our relationship with the Lord, the nature relationship with the Lord, and what our ultimate goal is. Our ultimate goal is love of Godhead, but that's not end. The next verse, Prabhupada so nicely explained that actually Krishna is expressing here, Ami sambandha tatta amar gyana vigyan ama paite sadhan bhakti abhideyana. Krishna is saying, even though the name is not there, but Prabhupada put it in a bracket, Lord Krishna says, I am the center of all relationship. Knowledge of me and the practical application of that knowledge is actual knowledge. Approaching me for devotional service is called abhideya. So this is very sweet. And the next one, I always thought love of Godhead is ultimate goal. No, no. Love of Godhead is actually a biomedia. Even though it is ultimate goal, most of the time it says. But this verse says, Sadhanere phal prema mula prayojan, sei prema paye jiv amara sevan. By rendering devotional service, I love the way Prabhupada translates, because actually this sentence is not even there in the sloka, word to word meaning. But Prabhupada added, by rendering devotional service, that's what we can do. We can come, chant, hear Harikatha, clean the temple, cook there something. That's very nice. Okay. But then Prabhupada says, one gradually rises to the platform of love of Godhead. So sadhana bhakti gives the prem, but that's not end. That is the chief goal of life, Prabhupada did say. And then he says, on the platform of love of Godhead, one is eternally engaged in the service of the Lord. So begin with the service, end with service. But the main ingredients to serve the God is love of Godhead. That's why love of Godhead is most important at the same time. That should be our immediate goal right now, through the service. We are not product of our situation, as I mentioned many times. We are product of our decision. You know? Like for an example now, when difficult situation comes in our life, we sometimes feel victimized. I mean, I do feel. But while the feelings of indignation are natural, sometimes inevitable. We need to use our intelligence to remember that those situations don't determine our consciousness. It's reality. I try to reflect every day, what happened today? What did I do today? How much time I thought of Krishna? How much time I spend on Bhagavatam? How much time I spend on serving the holy name? Of course, we cannot check the kind of emotion that the situation induces, like coronavirus. But we can check how much we indulge in those emotions. Just as physical wounds take time to heal. I got a little cut on my left hand, little bit. But it takes almost now a week. Now it dried and it's going to be finished. But we see this, physical wounds take time to heal. But they do heal in due course. I'm really looking at it and it finished, almost done. But they need to be allowed to heal. If we keep dwelling on feelings of resentment and helplessness, we perpetuate and aggravate the emotional wounds. So what should we do? Thereby hurting ourselves far more than necessary. We need to take the conscious decision to redirect our thinking, willing, feeling in Alachua towards something higher in our life called bhakti or Bhagavatam reading, Chaitanya Charitamrita. This devotional practice that Prabhupada gives us, it offers us the highest and most potent object for redirecting our thinking, willing, feeling towards Krishna, to Radha Shyamasundara, towards Krishna Balaram. Today is Balaram Jayanti. And Krishna also Basantaras. They are all attractive Supreme Person. When we take the decision to focus on Radha Shyamasundara by the diligent practice of devotional service, we experience very peaceful inner shelter and strength by which we can become purified and elevated and ultimately liberated from our lockdown situation. It's 8:46. I was thinking of discussing a little bit of Balaram. Somebody asked a question. One mother, what are the five things Srila Prabhupada said? Okay, I'll come back to all the questions. My number is 352-221-0041 or chat. Okay. I'm going to discuss a little bit about Balaram. 15 minutes. Maybe it will take long. I'm going to answer this. Five things Prabhupada says. Prabhupada did not say five things, but the lecture, Prabhupada's lecture ended with this sentence. Prabhupada says, I'm paraphrasing, that you will be completely free from Maya if you do these things. And I went back and I was hearing it again. I heard this lecture 5 times and I counted one by one what he wants us to do. He says, get up early morning and chant minimum 16 rounds. Then after cleaning, you cook some for the Lord, because you have to maintain your body to serve the Lord nicely. So, but also you show your relationship with the Lord, because Lord is also a person. Then you cook and offer it to the Lord. And Prabhupada said, honor the prasadam and read books. Every day, if you do this, Prabhupada says, you will be out of Maya. Because of Balaram Jayanti, I'm just going to say something very interesting. That Balaram is not just an elder brother of Krishna. Balaram has a secret identity which is more than elder brother. He's not just a coward boy or a friend. He is Priyanarma Sakha. When someone, a lover, sent the confidential message to his beloved, and it is not the like a concealed letter, nobody can open it, you know, only the beloved has the key, but Balaram going to reveal to the gopis, Krishna's gopis, as a, not as an elder brother, not as a just a friend of Krishna, it is a secret love message carrier. His mouth, his mind, his body is going to reveal what Krishna wanted them to hear. His position is very confidential in that. He is Priyanarma Sakha. In English, you can say in one word, matchmaker. Between Krishna and the gopis. Even though we respect him as elder brother also, most of the time. But he has another side which is confidential. So Balaram had a discussion with Krishna. And he said that, you never disobeyed me. This discussion is in Dwarka. How come? You are not listening to me. You never disobeyed. I want you to go. What is your intention? When I'm hearing about Brajavasi's message from different messenger, means it is not just Uddhava and Balaram came. Krishna sent hundreds of messengers. Sukhdev Goswami only mentioned these 2 messengers as a something that is for us to hear. Otherwise, Sukhdev Goswami knew unlimited pastimes of Krishna sending messenger every day, his feeling with different messenger. But Sukhdev Goswami is so kind, he saw Parikshit Maharaj, he's seeing the audience, so he's thinking what I should give that they will be benefited. So, Balaram told Krishna, do you want to kill them? They are desperate. Their life here almost coming out of their body. They are so much in depression. Now, when I am telling this story, I hope all the devotees, all the listeners understand this is not mundane lamentation or mundane separation feeling of between the 2 dead matter. 2 dead matters means when I like a girl or a boy, I'm not seeing the soul, I'm seeing the body of that person I'm attracted to. So the feeling that I have, it's actually for the body, it's a dead matter. That feeling is not genuine. I mean, it has a reality because material world has a connection with Krishna, everything is reality, but it will cause a disappointment. But this gopi's relationship with Krishna is not disappointment, never disappointment. Prabhupada said there is no such thing called disappointment. in spiritual relationship. And I was very much happy when Prabhupada said that in Nectar of Devotion. Also he expressed this same thing. And we are talking about consciousness, conscious being, supreme conscious being, and his internal energy reciprocating their relationship in a that level, where separation creates a nourishment in the heart so intense that it makes the union more relishable. And then again separation takes place, and again, as Gaur Govinda Maharaj says, separation sustains the life of love between devotees and Krishna. So, on that platform, it is all nourishment. Krishna knows, Krishna is the most compassionate person. He would never do anything for a devotee that devotee would get hurt. I'm not talking about conditional soul. Conditional soul did not take his shelter. When you are taken shelter under a doctor, doctor is responsible for your sickness. But if you never went to doctor, you are on your own. So those who are devotee means they have taken shelter of Guru, means Krishna. Krishna is taking care. Sometimes it seems like Krishna does not reciprocate. He does. But he wants you to reflect within you. The wrong correction need to be done inside, not outside. But sometimes we don't hear, so it repeats again and again. So we need to go to senior devotee and they can, you can reveal and they can show you actually. And I have so many pastimes of this, but not today. Today I'm going to talk about Balaram. So Balaram, he's so kind, he has so much love. Balaram is a one personality, never would leave Krishna, even for a moment. Unless Jogamaya, Krishna wants a mystical pastime, like Kaliya. The Balaram was not there sometime, like Agasura. When Agasura was killed, the coward boys, for 1 year, Balaram didn't come. Because Krishna didn't want Balaram to be there. If Balaram is there, Krishna won't be able to do it. Because Balaram loves the Brajabashi coward boys so much. So, Balaram said, I cannot tolerate anymore, brother. Krishna says, please go and pacify them. So Balaram came. To make this in a shorter, because of the time. So Balaram came so fast. But when he crossed the Jamuna, his dress changed into Brajabasi. Because Mother Yashoda is so much in love with Krishna and Balaram and Nanda Baba. Sometimes Balaram thinks Nanda Baba is his father, Yashoda is his mother. That's how he treats them. And he told Nanda Baba, one who takes care, one who raised the child is more important, more close to the child than who gave birth. Yes, Vasudev is my birth-giving father, but you have raised, you are my real father. Nanda Baba was crying. And Mother Yashoda, they were introduced each other. They had a wonderful time. And after some time, Mother Yashoda put Balaram on her lap. And she was crying and said, this is so funny. You are such a lovely Balaram. And I miss also Krishna so much. Is it true that they think you are God in Dwarka? Is it really true? And she started crying out of joyful. She's laughing and crying. And Balaram is like little nervous. Did she really think I'm God? No, I'm not God. Don't worry. I'm God, but I'm not God to you. I'm just your child. So Mother Yashoda, doesn't matter. It's something like my daughter is Miss Universe versus Miss Universe is my daughter. Big difference. So Devaki, Mother Devaki thinks Supreme God, Krishna is my son. But Mother Yashoda thinks My son, they think he's God. Okay, maybe he's God, but doesn't matter. It's not important to me. That's how she is. So after having a wonderful relationship, little while, then Balaram finally reciprocated with the coward boys, to the elderly coward men, to the elderly mothers. He has done wonderful relationship, and it takes hours to discuss this. But I'm going to go to the point of finally he met the gopis. This is the first time in this Leela that he ever talked to Krishna's gopis directly. They are not his gopis. They were Krishna's gopis. And Balaram was surprised. What is Dibba Unmad Bhav? There is 16 types of love in Brajadham. 16 types. Huh? Prema, Sneha, Mana, Pranaya, Raga, Anuraga, Bhava, Mahabhava, Rura Bhava, Adirura Bhava, Madana Bhava, Mohana Bhava, Madanakya. Like this, the whole list goes. Chaitanya Charitamrita Prabhupada gives so much details. In Madanakya Bhava, how is it? Balaram, first time he saw with these gopis, who gave up 16. They are married. They don't care. They have no covering their head. There is no veil. They're like a crazy. They're so much madly in love with Krishna. They're stalking like a crazy lady on the street. And Balaram came over there. They noticed, but they didn't have any shame, any shyness that he is the elder brother. In Vedic culture, it's like a very etiquette is very heavy, like you don't even show your face. But they don't have a veil, they are just speaking out front because they are so much in love with Krishna. That stage is Madanakya Mahabhava. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to taste this. So one gopi is saying to Balaram, is Krishna very happy in Dwarka? Balaram, seeing this, tactfully maintained affection, care and protection. So he said, how could Krishna be happy separated from you all? Then first gopi says, well, we are village girls, but city girls are better to make him happy. So question is, they're crying and speaking to Balaram. The question is Krishna enjoying Dwarka city girls? Perhaps they are more intelligent, beautiful, tricky, very attractive. On other hand, we are simple village girls. That's why we are asking, is Krishna happy? He must be happy with those bright city girls. Another gopi, not looking at Balaram, looking at first gopi, says, hey girl, perhaps Krishna forgot us. But question is, how can he forget his parents? It is obvious. Sometimes he may not care for us, even for someone's parents like Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Maiya, are so lovable. But your brother never even came once to see them. Another gopi came and talking to other gopis. And Balaram is just in the middle of whole thing. The third gopi says, does Krishna remember our selfless love? We never wanted anything but only his happiness. We know for a fact that the woman in city cannot be better than us, giving Krishna conjugal pleasure. We made a beautiful garland every minute, new garland, flower bed with a soft petals, fragrance flower. By the way, Sanatan Goswami Pad says those flowers manifest from the thought, from the desire of the gopis. They want to make him comfortable, such a soft bed. Immediately, thousands of flowers, plants are immediately growing as they are thinking and they are blossoming and they are attracting. Come, come, here is your mood and serve Krishna with this. That's how whole Vrindavan is nothing but a playground of feelings. And everything runs by feelings. Like Prabhupada says in Vrindavan, Krishna is magnets and all the Brajavasis are irons. Where Brajavasis are going, what they are doing, see where magnets are. Wherever magnets is, the irons are going there. So like this, so another gopi says, does Krishna remember our selfless love? Does it occur to him about our selfless service? We did so much service to him, gave him the first class massage every day. Another gopi came forward. I wonder, how is his union with this great arm that he has, Mahabahu, with a reddish kumkum on his chest? We can't imagine to what extent is Krishna involved in conjugal dealings now that he is separated from us. It is doubtful that he can be in conjugal dealing without us. So Balaram, looking at them, very tactfully he says, please listen. You all are the most beloved of my brother Krishna. He has full of love for you and always remembers you only. Balaram knew what they need to hear, and Krishna told him what they need to hear. Then the gopis say, we don't have faith in Krishna's love. We deny this statement because he rejected us. We were solely devoted to him and gave up everything for him. What did he do? He gave us up and left. So no, we don't have faith in his love. Since he rejected us, we are solely devoted to him. Though we gave everything up for him, he gave us up immediately and left. Then Balaram again spoke. Why did you let him go then? Why did you not go with him? The gopis answered, but he just tore up our bonds of love, Surida, like a blade of grass. He tore the blade of grass and he left. Tell us what we should have done. How is possible Krishna maintained life without us? Is it possible? Balaram's again replied, since you are maintaining your life without him, you must have broken your ties too. How did you maintain your love alone without him? One gopi says, no, we are alive because he gave us a word with repeated ayashe. Ayashe means I'll be back. I'm coming back very soon, like this. Krishna promised, I'll return to you, repeatedly sent through so many messengers. The another gopi looked at the first gopi next to Balaram, said, he sent so many letters. He re-established the life air moving in the body because he said he's sorry, he's coming back. Because of his promise, we are still alive. The another gopi says, though we had cut the rope of love, because he said that he would return repeatedly through a messenger, again the knots of love were tied. Because of that, he made the life air which were leaving the body return. Then Balaram said, but if you believe Krishna will return, then why you are so disturbed? The gopis says, oh, we are disturbed because although he promised and re-established, but it is taking long time, long, long time. Maybe his word is false. Thus concluding that we are disturbed whether we should maintain the belief or think his word is false. Since he did not come even today with you, we now consider that whatever he said was false. Then Balaram replied, if you doubt his word now, why did you believe in the first place? The gopi says, oh, we believed in the beginning because we were innocent, simple village girls. We don't know all this trickery, sophisticated. Did you know he said, na parayaham nirabaddha? That he is indebted to us. That he cannot pay us back our love even in entire life of Brahma. Those words were very assuring, encouraging. We fell for it. But now we see it was false, those words. How is it possible that he just left? How could unintelligent, straightforwarded woman like us not believe such word from him? Then Balaram, watching their activities like a madness. They're talking among themselves, they're crying, they're screaming out in ecstasy while they're shedding tears. And he is watching little far. One gopi is saying, Krishna stole our heart, literally. I don't have my heart with me. He stole it. Isn't he not stealing all city girls' heart now? Another gopi says, but we are surprised. How these sophisticated, intelligent city girls believe his words? We are simple-hearted, no knowledge. We did not go to school, college. City girls are intelligent, expert in trickery, in writing, all kinds of love letter. But since we know Krishna is ungrateful, restless, how can these nice city girls fall for it? Then another gopi girl talking to her. Why don't you understand, even though when Krishna lies, his sweetness in his speech, his beautiful face bewilders them. They become helpless, can't stop, take his words. So continuously all city girls are tasting his lies. Another gopi girl immediately started loudly speaking. Don't you know his smiling glance? Even if they come to doubt, when he smiles, it causes disturbance from the lust, which causes to grow and becomes prominent and becomes solely self-surrendered to his smile. They helplessly sell themselves, devote themselves fully. Immediately another gopi girl arrived there. Got agitated in the mood of jealousy. You know, girls, time passes. Let's talk about something else or someone else. I want to completely forget about Krishna. What is the need of talking about him? Can we talk about someone else? Can we or not? Then another gopi says, if Krishna can pass his time without us, then we should pass our time without him. Krishna's time is happily and our time is passing sadly in separation. Another gopi boldly cried out, in union, lover and beloved stay alive. But if lover lives, L-E-A-V-E-S, goes away for a long time, the beloved dies. But we are neither alive nor dead. What is that? God wrote like this on our forehead? I don't know whether we are alive or dead. The other gopi says, we are also different from other women, because whereas they live in his presence and dies in his absence, we neither live nor die. This must be our fate, bhagya. What can be done about it? When Balaram started seeing this madness amongst the gopis girls, and after piercing the gopi's heart with 5 arrows, one gopi girl loudly cried out, "Oh, Krishna's sweet smile, Krishna's sweet talks, Krishna's sweet glance, his stance in walking, his embrace. How can Krishna disappear?" Now, should they perhaps just die, completely distressed? Now they started crying. Balaram was surprised. They're crying like a lost child. One gopi is saying again, "We cannot give up Krishna. Never possible." Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote a song, "Ami to tomar, tumi to amar, ki karjo aparadhane." They began crying, laughing. One girl is laughing, another girl is joking. What Krishna did? Jumped on another girl's chest, acting like, "I am Krishna, I'll kill you, putana. Why did you bring deadly poison on your breast nipple?" Then Balaram was surprised that each gopi is completely in madness. They're acting like Krishna and they're exhibiting all the pastime that he did. And each one of them is like going completely mad as if they are Krishna themselves. One gopi is saying, "I'm going to kill you, Keshi. I am Krishna. You don't know how powerful I am." Balaram was surprised. Wow. They really observe those pastimes, even though they may not be present there. But how is possible? Balaram was shocked, seeing their absorption is so deep. Another gopi says, "Wait! Krishna is not here. Krishna went to city girls, Mathura and Dwarka. Okay, he can do whatever he wants." The other girl said, "Will the city women bear this separation, what we are going through? You know, when they find out, they will die, I bet you. Krishna, after piercing our hearts with the dirts of his nectarian laughter, went away. How will these city women not die when he does the same thing to them?" Overwhelmed with these thoughts, the young coward girls began to cry, even in the presence of Sri Baladev. They all turned to Balaram, asked, "Will Krishna ever give our life back? He stole our heart." Sukhdev Goswami very nicely, I'm going to end, I know I'm going off. Sukhdev Goswami said, "Shankar shanastan krishnasya sandeshe vidayam game santabham asa bhagavan nana anoyanaya kovidha." Balaram was a genius messenger. He had a power to bring Krishna to meet each gopis and pacify them individually. Literally, Krishna came and he arranged such a way that each gopi entered in kunja with Krishna. Then Balaram did, that verse says, "Sandeshe ridayam gami," by the confidential messages touched all gopis' heart. Krishna sent many messages, not one. Some were philosophical, some were apologetic, some were sweet, some were dignified. These messages that Balaram revealed at that time were heartfelt which could not be revealed publicly because of their confidential nature. That's why Bhagavatam you don't see, it is in the Acharya's commentary, because it is not for public. It's only for beloved and lover. Then Balaram counseled them. Balaram is expert in counseling, and he pacified each gopis. Balaram was so absorbed glorifying Krishna that he took the form of Krishna, and then another place his color changed into Krishna's color from white to Shyama, the bluish cloudy rain cloud. It should be understood that Krishna sent Baladev and Uddhava with messages because they were intimate Priyanarma Sakha. Krishna delivered through Balaram four messages. One, fact of the nature of love. Two, sometimes sweets, sometimes apologetic, the way he revealed the message. Sometimes dignified with heartfelt. Sometimes regretting with future stability. Like, few more demons is left, as soon as I kill them, I'm coming back. And Balaram had a unique way to pacify them. What did he do? He changed the subject matter that causes them pain. Balaram expanded himself into many and counseling each gopi, and whatever the subject matter was giving pain and whatever gave them pleasure, he brought that subject matter and magnified, amplified, replaced the painful subject. That's one. Second, he analytically scrutinized with each gopi what was the cause of the pain and diminish. Third, he told them to meditate and control the mind, not to go to those subjects that causing pain, but to stay focused that they want to get. Fourth, by pouring more Krishna katha, it was so much so the pain will disappear. Like Prabhupada says, pouring ghee into the fire. If you put little ghee, it make the fire more blazing. But if you put too much ghee, it extinguishes the fire. So this four way Balaram, and this list goes on. And then six way, he removed the separation feeling. We don't have a time. And Balaram, after that, he did a beautiful pastimes in Jamuna. And of course, you all know in Krishna book that how Jamuna Devi did not want to come because she thought the people come to me when they need to bathe. And he looked at Balaram by Jogamaya's tricks. She could not recognize his position. She thought he's a drunkard. Generally, you don't pay attention to the when person is drunk. So he can say so many things as a drunk. So she didn't listen. But then Balaram, seeing the sweat in the gopi's body, he wanted to pacify with this nectarian water of Jamuna Devi. So he immediately declared, "Oh Jamuna, if you don't come, I am going to split in you hundreds." She realized it is happening. She got so scared, immediately submitted herself to Balaramji. Then she gave whole glorification. "I don't know who you are, but part of you is Anantashesh, who is carrying unlimited universes on the hooves, glorifying me. So in whole, you are beyond my imagination. Please forgive me, Prabhu, I'm taking shelter of you." So this way, Balaram gave her happiness. And the Jamuna Devi was pacified. All Krishna's gopis were pacified. Balaram performed this Raslila for 2 months, and it was a wonderful pastimes. And then he made all the Brajavasis happy, he made Krishna happy. And we are also happy that he did, he made all of them happy. We can meditate on that, and Krishna Leela also, Vasanta Leela is very big. I'm already over time, 20 minutes. You can read, and there is also beautiful pastime of Shyamananda Prabhu and Bansiwata Thakur. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Dasasmi Hare Krishna. Okay. Was there any other message? Okay. I noticed some people called and others, that I'll answer it after the class. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Balaram Ras Jatra ki jai, Sri Krishna Prasanta Ras ki jai, Bansiwadan Thakur ki jai, Shyamananda Prabhu ki jai. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Vanchakalpataru Vishya Kipasindhu Vachavati Tanam Pavani Bhuvishya Panamana.